All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to go back to what I was talking about right before the break. These folk on the right really are confused. They think because they own all of these weapons and that they have some congressmen and senators who support them verbally, that they somehow have some juice that they don't really have. You know, Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, I said Sunday, he's worried about the presidential election. And he's worried about what's going to happen in 2024. And he somehow thinks that we're going to have trouble because of these conspiracy theories that these lunatics on the right keep espousing. And yeah, they're garnering more and more people who are joining the crowd. But all that means is that when the election of 2024 takes place, if folk on the right think they're somehow going to do what they did in you know, January 6th, they're mistaken. They caught the government in a position where it really did not believe that American citizens could be so dangerous, those of you on the right. They've seen it. The world has seen it. It's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again. And there's a history in this nation that proves my point. You are not so powerful. You're a flea taking on an elephant. You on the right, you Proud Boys and others like you. You're a flea. You know, and you somehow think that you have some power, some military might. Well, you don't. You were given an opportunity to do what you did on January 6th because the government did not believe you would be so bold. Now they know. The government is aware of you. And again, as you build your paramilitary wing of the Republican Party, and you think that somehow you're going to use might to force this nation to do your bidding, you're sadly mistaken. So Representative Kinzinger mentioned New Mexico, a GOP-led country's governing commission refused to certify local election results because of unsubstantiated concerns over voting machines before a judge stepped in. So I continue to be dumbfounded with why, as a government, we continue to go through all of this because somebody says, I don't think the voting machines are right. Okay. Well, what do you have to, what proof do you have that they're not right? Well, I don't have any proof. I just, what proof do you have that they're not right? I don't know. What? I don't have any proof, but I just feel. Why are we responding to any of that? That's the part of this that I just do not understand. Continuing to kowtow to people who have no facts, but continue to just say, well, I feel like somebody, that my vote didn't count because somebody, I feel like somebody voted illegally, and because I feel like somebody voted illegally, I don't trust the government, and I don't. Why are we wasting our time with that? Just step up and tell people you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You have no proof. Why are we wasting time and money and energy with your sorry behinds? Come on. You know, the government has to be forthright and step forward and put an end to this. I don't get that. I still don't understand why we continue to go down this road. But anyway, Kinzinger has stated that he's concerned about the turnout and the outcome of the 2024 election. He's a Republican, y'all. A well-known, well-respected Republican who believes that, unlike all the other propaganda you're getting that the Republicans are going to take over everything, if you listen to a guy like CJ, you know, he believes the Republicans are going to take over everything. But then you listen to Adam Kinzinger, and he says he's really concerned about what's going to happen with the Republicans because of their behavior and their attitudes, and that they're turning people off with this paramilitary wing of the Republican Party. You know, again, after it's all said and done, there are more people who don't own guns in the society than who do. So that would stand to reason that there are some Republicans who are anti-gun, just like there are Democrats. And as long as they continue to push that beat and continue with that drum beat that everybody should have guns, including children, then Adam Kinzinger believes that there's going to be a day of reckoning for Republicans come 2024. And he's not alone. But when do we come back to what the nation is supposed to be? One nation. One nation. So if Texas wants to succeed, not going to be easy. And those, you know, politricksters who are in support of that need to clearly express to the citizenry of Texas what life would be like without the federal government there. Don't care about the rest of it. There'll be people there who will think, what is my life going to be like? Because everybody in Texas is not wealthy. And there are people who need the government. But of course, those people's voices would not be heard. You know, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Mr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. As we're going to be joined in the next several days with a lot of the candidates. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.